is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Okay. Hello, and welcome to Horror After Hours, coming to you from somewhere outside of the Naughty Guy studio. I'm your host, the Naughty Guy, Adam J. Tonight's episode will be kind of quick, but first, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccination yesterday, and so far, no side effects. Hopefully it stays that way. It's looking like the Blueberry Arts Festival is on track and will take place in downtown Ketchikan, not at the State Building, on August 7th. I will have a table set up to display and sell my Naughty Guy products, such as my doormats, the keychains, and much more. So if you're in the Ketchikan area on August 7th, come check out the Blueberry Arts Festival. There's always so much to see and do, so look for the Naughty Guy. Let's get down to tonight's movie. This one is Great White from 2021. So the plot goes, a pair of seaplane lovers and operators, Kaz and her boyfriend Charlie, along with their passengers Joji and his wife Michelle, and their cook Benny, take a flight to the beautiful Hell's Reef. Upon landing, they encounter a corpse on the beach which has washed up after a suspected shark attack. They report it to the Coast Guard, but find that the man's phone has a picture of his girlfriend. Benny and Charlie coax the others into tracking the couple from the yacht, where in one case that they hope that she survived. Joji tells them it's a fool's errand and objects to being put at risk. Kaz flies off with all five people searching for the missing and damaged yacht. They find the yacht capsized, and Benny dives in to investigate in case the girl might be trapped inside. He finds her partially eaten body and returns to the plane just as the Great White reappears and attacks one of the plane's floats. The plane begins to sink, and so all six people have to leave the plane and get in the life raft. Now they're drifting in the current. Charlie tries to navigate using the life raft's mirror compass and oars. Michelle and Joji take a shift rowing the raft, but Michelle nods off and loses one of the oars. Kaz dives into the water to retrieve the oar, and then Benny and Joji get into a scuffle due to Joji's jealousy. Joji pushes Benny, who falls in the water and is taken by the Great White. The shark then attacks the raft, flipping everyone into the water. Joji is killed while swimming back to the raft. With no provisions and only one oar, Michelle and Kaz and Charlie try to row with their hands. Then the shark returns, but Charlie realizes that there is more than one shark. Kaz is knocked into the water, but manages to get back into the raft unhurt. The next day, Michelle spots land, but the raft is deflating, and they know that they're surely gonna sink and be at the mercy of both sharks. Charlie and Kaz decide to distract the sharks in order for Michelle to make it to land. Kaz manages to hit one of the sharks with a flare gun, and Charlie pierces its eye and brain with his knife, killing that shark. Meanwhile, Michelle manages to get onto a rusted piece of the wreck from an old shipwreck. Charlie reloads the second flare and tries to take out the remaining shark. While the two are embracing, they spot the oncoming shark. Charlie turns the chute but misses with his flare gun and is taken by said shark. Kaz manages to escape to Michelle. The great white approaches, knocking both women into the water once again. And then Kaz tries to distract the shark once more, while Michelle swims for the shore. Kaz hides in the damaged shipwreck as the shark attacks, and it becomes ensnared in the rusted wreckage. She's unable to reach her breathing equipment and drifts into unconsciousness, almost drowning. Before she succumbs, Michelle returns and revives Kaz with mouth to mouth. Kaz springs into action and manages to dislodge some of the structure, impaling the shark and finally killing it. Both Kaz and Michelle swim to the shore and reflect on their escape. Roll the credits. This is not your typical shark movie, but these days very few of them ever are. To be perfectly honest, this movie really reminded me a bit of Orca from 1977. And I say that because they portrayed the shark like it was thinking like a killer whale. Super smart, and biting the pontoon of the plane, then ramming and tipping the raft to knock the people into the water, taking them one by one. As my bro Bruce would say, for a movie like this, you have to suspend disbelief. Thanks, bro. All in all, this is a decent shark attack movie, but there really just aren't very many that will ever live up to the fear and suspense of Jaws from 1975 or The Meg from 2018. I will rate this movie Great White 2021 at 2.5 chainsaws out of 5. Some of the characters in the movie were kind of irritating, as maybe they could have been developed a little better. But sadly, that is all I have for you this evening, folks. Remember, if you're in the Ketchikan area on August 7th, come check out the Blueberry Arts Festival in downtown Ketchikan. There will be so much to see. Remember, it will not be at the State Building this year, but set up in the downtown Ketchikan area. Big shout out to all of my friends near and far. I thank you, and keep listening. I am your host, the naughty guy Adam J., and this is Horror After Hours, signing off. Good night, everyone.